Welcome to the C Pro Podcast. I'm editor Arlen Schweiger. The last time we talked to DoorBird, the IP door station specialist had recently expanded its North American offices from San Francisco to add an East Coast base in Jacksonville, Florida, where Justin Clark heads up sales for the Americas and assists dealers. Clark rejoins the podcast this time around with even more to discuss as he updates the custom integration channel on DoorBird's presence at this year's Builders Show and ISC West Security Expo, how last year's acquisition by security giant Assa Abloy is impacting R&D, the growing MDU market possibilities, as well as Cedia Expo plans later in the year, and much more in this week's episode. Justin Clark, head of sales for the Americas, Australia, and New Zealand at DoorBird. Thank you so much for joining the CE Pro podcast.
Thanks for having me, Arlen. Appreciate it.
So Justin, I actually have to say welcome back to the podcast because I know we talked to you last year. But since we've talked, last year we talked after the company had expanded and you were covering dealers on the East Coast from your base in Jacksonville, in addition to the company's San Francisco offices. So let's start first by talking about your expanded role with the company.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations to you, by the way. I know your role has expanded as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you know, my focus now is very similar to what I was doing before, but it's a larger scope. So in the Americas division, we're focused obviously on the U.S. We're focused on Canada as well as Australia and New Zealand. And so working with the account managers, working in different training initiatives and sales initiatives is still the focus. Distribution has been something we've been definitely focused on as of late.
Great. And then for dealers who are, you know, interested in learning more, interested in talking to you about, you know, getting involved with DoorBird, obviously security and access control and all that stuff is really big right now. How are they, you know, what's the best way for them to go about contacting you?
For sure. So if you're interested in working with DoorBird, we invite you to go to our site, doorbird.com/partner, and you're able to sign up there to have a partner account where someone will take care of you, training you, onboarding you, making sure you know all about the product. So we have a pretty easy process to get going.
Sounds great. Well, let's talk about some of the big reasons why integrators should be interested in DoorBird. Now, since we've last talked on the podcast in October of last year, DoorBird was acquired by a major global security brand, Assa Abloy. Justin, can you go over a little bit about how that process went and what kind of influence Assa Abloy has had, you know, since it happened toward the end of last year and into the first several months here in 2023?
Yeah. So, of course, because of the nature of the acquisition, the team here found out pretty late. And initially, there was some apprehension about what all this meant. But quickly, we learned that this was a great opportunity for us. So we're pretty excited about the opportunity it presents. So, for instance, Assa Abloy, as you know, large entity that's really in the multifamily commercial space. And whereas we've kind of been dabbling into that space learning, now we can jump forward so fast because of all the experience and knowledge we're able to gain from Assa Abloy. So it's provided us with some incredible opportunities. For instance, at ISC West, we spoke a lot about the integration with Assa Abloy. We spoke about some future projects. We will see DoorBird actually working with some of their platforms. So we're excited about that. But additionally, just again, learning more about the space and where DoorBird can provide a realistic and I'm listening to words here, Arlen.
Kind of a practical solution. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, practical solution for that space. That's something that we're super excited about.
Sure. And actually, I think we're going to go more into details on some of the solutions that you have, especially for that space in a little bit. Justin, also, let me just ask you, I imagine that the company itself was really excited to have just the backing and massive resources that a company like Assa can provide you. Is that something that the R&D team and the engineers and all that were pretty excited about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you take a smaller company like Doorbird. Yeah, we have a global scale or a global scope, but we still run very lean, you know, when it comes to development of new products and features. You know, sometimes we can be a little slower than we want to be to the market. But now, having, as you mentioned, you know, a little more muscle behind us, it's something we're all super excited about.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. That's great to hear. And that'll be certainly exciting to see what happens coming up with the company. Let's start, you know, talking about some of those events that you went to. You said that you were at ISC West. And I know you were at the Builders Show, the International Builders Show in Orlando. Or actually, no, you know what? That was in Vegas as well. I was at that event, and that was in February, combined with the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. How were those conversations and that booth presence there at the Las Vegas Convention Center for the builders crowd?
Yeah, the builder market is a market that we've again been on the fringes of, but going deeper and deeper into. And what's cool about that market and the conversations you had is, again, as I mentioned in our last podcast, the aesthetics of our product are really lent to those custom home builders. You know, not just putting something on the front entry that, you know, functions, but actually something that functions and looks really good. And so that was a cool conversation to have with many of the integrators out there. It was also nice to look at some of our products being installed in different home automation platforms. So you could actually see what that integration with Doorbird and another manufacturer looks like. So again, that's a market we are focused on, and IBS was a great show and we look to do more.
Sure. And we know that, you know, naturally custom home builders have great relationships with integrators. A lot of them really rely on them for, you know, some of those, you know, major jobs that they do. Remind us again about some of, you know, just some of the different materials and configurations that your products can have.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about everything you can imagine. So we cover the entire RAL or RAL spectrum. So for instance, if you want a unit that's antique pink, we have that option. If you're looking for something, you know, blue to match a certain trim or look you're going for, then we have that option. In fact, we're going to be rolling out more colors for our smaller entry system, our D11. And so that's something that's, you know, been super popular. In fact, matte black is another option that seems to be really hot on the market right now. And so we have that across our line of products.
Great. And I believe, is there some sort of an online configurator that you guys have, or do the integrators and builders just work with the team to figure out, you know, what might be a best match for a project?
Yeah, we definitely like to have a hands-on approach with our customers so we can create something that's, you know, truly custom and fits all the feature requests that the customer is looking for. But yeah, to your point, we do have a configurator. We're actually able to go on and customize a truly unique door station for your entry. And this is pretty, you know, unrivaled in the industry right now.
Right. In that category, it's certainly something that I'd not heard of until we were talking. I know some of the other, you know, some of the other AV categories and lighting and things like that are might be more geared to it, but it makes a lot of sense with such a custom, you know, high style, high-end product like Doorbird's. It's great to hear. Now, Justin, had you guys been to IBS in the past, and did you think were builders aware of the company? I know now it's backed by ASSA ABLOY, but before, as you mentioned, it was sort of a smaller, leaner type of company.
Yeah, so I think we have been to IBS in the past, at least two or three other shows, but builders still don't really know us. We're still a little unknown in that world, and so it's cool because at that show, what I saw like over and over is you saw builders and different customers passing by the booth, but you've seen their eyes just glued to the booth. And I think it's because what they were looking at was all of our beautiful metals, you know, it's very captivating. And so just the aesthetics really brought them back to the booth. I mean, we have, you know, burnished brass, we have beautiful titanium finishes. And for their role for this custom home that they're building, often what happens is they build a beautiful home, and then after the fact, there's a smaller, how do I say it without being disrespectful? There's a smaller kind of afterthought, we might say, put onto the entry. And now you're actually able to put something on that's going to complement that beautiful trim, you know, or that's going to complement maybe some copper that you're putting on the home or whatever it is. And that was, I think, the most attractive thing for the builders in that space, not to mention how easy it is to get the product up and running.
Sure, that's great to hear. And how about, you know, I know walking the show floor, certainly it's a huge show and there was, you know, a lot of crossover. And clearly there are a lot of integrators, but there are also a lot of interior designers at the show. Were you finding that some of them were having discussions with you as well?
Yeah, we were. We had some really good conversations with interior designers. You know, they love their options and we provide options. And in fact, we have this beautiful architecture kit that has our finishes in there, all the materials that you could actually hold and feel the quality of it. So we sent a few of those out based on some of those conversations we had.
Now, moving on after the Builder Show, Las Vegas is again, you know, a destination for you guys. And ISC West, the big security show that's held there every March, you guys attended that as well. I imagine there were some different conversations since that was a very security specific audience. Tell us a little bit about what that presence was like and some of the booth discussions and just traveling around the show floor was like for you, Justin. I know that was a really well attended show, just like KBiz and IBS.
Yeah, ISC West, this year, ISC West was probably the best year to date. And it's not just me saying that, I've heard that repeatedly. So what you see at ISC West is obviously you do see the security professionals. You see a lot of AV installers, too. And I think the reason being is usually in Las Vegas and it's close to that huge high-end residential market that comes out of Southern California. But additionally, what's interesting about ISC West is there's a lot of gate installers at this show now, too. And you can see some of the gate distributors being there. So it's attracting a pretty diverse crowd. And that's great for Doorbird because we have a very diverse product line that kind of fits in all these different verticals. So that was pretty exciting to see all the different opportunities that Doorbird plays in that space.
Yeah, I imagine that was a very exciting show for Doorbird to attend and just to see all the different opportunities that the security industry is addressing, because you're talking about residential, commercial, industrial. Were there certain sectors that or certain applications that some of those security dealers were talking to you about that, you know, maybe you hadn't gone into quite yet, but are sort of targeting or thinking about?
You know, I think the two that kind of come top of mind are student housing. So that higher ed market. That's a market that, again, ASSA ABLOY is heavily in, right? So we see some synergy there. But really, the product that we have right now, for instance, our multi-tenant unit, it works so well in that space. And so that's a market that's really just been kind of, you know, in the background, not a big focus of ours, but that came up repeatedly at the event as well. As well as the gate market, just want to highlight that I see something really unique happening in that space, where a lot of these gate installers who've kind of been a little apprehensive to jump into this, you know, IP internet world, they're now, because of demands from their customers, are realizing that they have to. You know, it's kind of like when we went from the analog cameras to IP cameras. That same type of movement is happening within the gate market. So that's pretty exciting. And that's actually something that we're doing with some of our distributors in the country. It's really focusing on actual hands-on workshops. To train a lot of these installers on just IP basics. Because once you understand that component of it, to install Doorbird is super easy. I mean, it's essentially pre-programmed. You're scanning a QR code. So it's quite simple.
Well, that's great to hear. And that's certainly got to be music to integrators and security installers' ears. Now, also, that's a perfect segue into the topic of the MDU sector, multi-dwelling, multi-family housing units. It's something that CE Pro actually has a big research report that's coming out shortly after this podcast airs. That's going to be coming up in our June print issue, where we talk about a lot of the opportunities, and a lot of them certainly are based around security applications. So, you know, just sort of piggybacking a little bit more and expanding on what you've been talking about, what, you know, Why does Doorbird see this as such a ripe opportunity for dealers? And then how can they work with, you know, if they haven't worked with, say, property owners before, or rental property owners or tenants, you know, what's the best way for them to get into that market?
Yeah, so great question, because obviously we're seeing a slowdown, a little softening in the residential market. And this is exciting for us because we're able to pivot so easily to our multi-tenant offerings. And if you've installed one of our door stations for a residential customer, then you absolutely can install it for a multi-tenant customer, because the platform is essentially the same. And so that's pretty exciting, because now we can offer a solution to, you know, counteract, you know, what might be slowing down for them in the residential space. Essentially, you get the device online, and now you're able to go through, scan a QR code, and connect all those users to the same door station, just as you would in someone's, you know, residential home. So again, that's pretty exciting, because we cover both areas. And now, again, with the support from Assa Abloy in that space, in the multi-tenant, multi-family world, we can do a lot more than initially.
Now, Justin, when we do our research on the MDU sector, you know, we know that there are a couple of different ways that the integrators can get involved there usually, and it's with both on the property owner side, but also the tenant side. So what are some of the features of, you know, the IP products that Doorbird has that, you know, maybe sort of address both sides there?
Yeah, so, you know, when the device is administered, you know, and just to be clear, you can administer one of our door stations, single occupant or multi-tenant, from your smartphone. But when the device is administered, you immediately have live video from the user's phone, right? So it's pretty seamless. But we also have a management portal. So for those who are actually managing the device on a day-to-day basis, for instance, your building staff or those who are moving people in and out of the residence, they have the ability to go on to manipulate all the settings of the door station right from their computer. So the user interface is very simple. Currently, there's still no recurring fees for our multi-tenant option, which is very unique in the industry. And again, all of our door stations are incredibly feature-rich, with relays built in, with a camera that can connect to your NVR. So if, again, you have an existing NVR system or surveillance system, instead of it being a separate device on the network, it's all integrated. And I think that's why we're one of the integrators' choice, Arlen, because of that seamless connection.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So speaking of the custom integrators, you know, let's look ahead a little bit in 2023. Cedia Expo, certainly that's registration is going to be, that will have opened by the time this podcast airs. And, you know, looking toward Denver in early September, the rest of the summer in terms of product strategy, trainings, sales support, all that stuff for integrators. What's kind of on the roadmap that you can discuss with us, you know, to kind of wrap things up with this podcast?
For sure. So there's a lot, but let me try to cover it. Again, we're obviously focused still on our bread and butter, which is that high-end residential market, the AV market. But we're also looking to expand more into multifamily and multi-tenant. So we'll be at the Cooperator event. That's actually happening next week in New York. And that's really focused on multi-tenant solutions. So we'll be featuring our multi-tenant intercom there. We'll also be at PCBC, which is the Pacific Coast Builder Conference down in Anaheim. And again, that's a builder-focused multi-tenant offering that we'll be highlighting there. AIA, so the Architect Institute of America, which will be in San Francisco, actually, next to our office out there, will be there with Assa Abloy, featuring our multi-tenant offerings as well. Then we're going to go down south to Sydney. So we'll be in Australia at Integrate, which is their AV show. And then, of course, we're ramping up for Cedia. And so Cedia, we're expecting to be pretty big this year, especially considering the connection with Commercial Integrator. That's super exciting to us, because we see ourselves as a company diversifying into both markets. So we want to really highlight Doorbird's use for the commercial world, not just residential. We work in that commercial world just as well.
Great. Wow. Well, that's you know, very exciting. You're going to do lots of traveling, it sounds like, for the remainder of 2023. So With that, you know, Justin Clark, head of sales for the Americas, Australia, and New Zealand at Doorbird, thanks again so much for joining the CE Pro podcast. Really appreciate your time and going over all of this, you know, exciting stuff that's going on at Doorbird and for the rest of the CEDIA channel and the security channel and also all the builders out there.
Thanks, Arlen. Appreciate it.